Yo, what up, Street Talks? Eric Kim. All right, some quick turbo thoughts from my iPhone SE 4K at 60 FPS. So this one is just basically rando life thoughts. What do you really want in life? Right? So I think the big problem in today's world, doesn't matter what your nationality is that nobody knows or has the courage or the know-how or the idea to posit their own life goals, desires, and end game for themselves. So for example, if you're from Silicon Valley, the basic mode of operation is, oh, I'll create a $1 trillion company, unicorn, whatever, sell it, become super rich, buy a house in SF, travel the world, become financially independent, etc. Or, you know, like if you're in Asia, Korea, whatever, it's to become quote-unquote successful, study super good in school, get a CEO job at Samsung, whatever have you. And now the problem is a lot of these life goals and approaches are not predicated on what you desire. It's rather the, you know, metrics of virtuosity or success with the external world. And the downside of this is that I think to just follow that basic mode of operation is detrimental, because if you yourself desire to enact an insanely epic impact in the world, you cannot follow the standard paths of life, right? And it's not even like success anymore, right? It's more of because the funny thing with Asia, right? Asia is super communal, America is super individualistic. So for example, in Asia, or let's say, you know, I'll speak for Korea, right? The basic end goal is to become like Huryonghae, which means like, you know, I'll study the etymology of this, but it essentially means to become virtuous. And as a consequence, the big downside of people is that, you know, with Koreans, you know, who are essentially follow Neo-Confucianism, etc., is to, you know, become the most virtuous apex individual. You know, you kind of become like a kind of like pseudo-Confucian scholar, like, you know, scholar bureaucrat. Nowadays, like, I guess, like, Chaebol or the Hyundai, Samsung CEO. And it's not even about making a ton of money. It's more of to have a high rank in society. Everyone wants to become the highest rank in society. In America, it's all about, you know, being self-made. Even, I think there's the, what, billionaire self-made index. I don't know if Bloomberg does it or Forbes does it, but America, we like to think that, oh, I just did it all by myself and I didn't need the help of nobody to create this epic thing, right? And so, as a consequence, I think the world just becomes more bland and lame. Like, I have this notion that entrepreneurship is like de-lamified the future. It's like, things aren't good or bad. They're just kind of lame, right? Lame or not lame. Even when I see like kind of young kids nowadays, like everyone just, you know, buying the Supreme clothes and looking super emo. To me, it's just a little bit lame. It's like, to be quote, quote, cool is to be antisocial. And, but anyways, even Instagram from an aesthetic perspective, it's just kind of unaesthetic. And then whenever someone's like, oh, you know, what's your Instagram? Whenever talks like that, I'm just like, it's like somebody asking, somebody signaling to me they like to eat McDonald's hamburgers. Like, it's kind of, or saying that, like, you know, Starbucks is the best or whatever, right? But anyways, so, like, as much as America likes to say, oh, you know, we're all about individualism, blah, blah, we're actually not. We're more about conformity, conformism, and then, quote, quote, individuality becomes another form of conformism. Is that, like, you're almost like, if you're not individualistic enough, you're actually not considered virtuous. But anyways, throw all this aside. So actually, one of the biggest benefits to, you know, studying philosophy and just spending some more time to think on my own is it kind of has given me the opportunity to re-challenge social norms. Even studying sociology, the biggest benefit was de-socializing yourself. Like, for example, currently be here in the Korean countryside, or I like to call the mountainside, walking without a shirt on. In Korea, it is not a concept to take off your shirt. Even when you're swimming, everyone puts on a shirt. It's quite hilarious. My email says because Koreans are all yangban, which is aristocratic caste, and to walk around without a shirt on is like essentially like in America walking around without your underwear on. But anyways, and I don't think in Korea there's any legality behind it. It's just more of a social control, ethical, you know, thing. But anyways, so I don't know. I think I believe in human potential. I believe in the, you know, humans are great, right? But yet so much of our human potential is limited or capped by, you know, societal chains, right? And so even my thought is maybe in the future, it's not really going to be a technological thing. Like the future rulers of the planet aren't going to be people who study computer science or data science or all this machine learning nonsense, but probably like maybe people who study sociology who could learn to skirt certain social norms in order to become and do something greater. Even Elon Musk, right? I think his number one asset and attribute is his quote Asperger's, where he just disregards social norms. Even the success of Donald Trump, right? Nobody likes him, but I think he's hilarious, is that he's probably never had a boss in his life. And so the way he interacts and engages with the world is very bizarre and strange. People don't like that. And, you know, I want to promote people to live a more, you know, independent, happy life. So even trying to be happier, it's a kind of a superficial goal, but I think it's pretty good. I think I like the notion of just being healthier. But anyways, so so then my ultimate thought is, yeah, spend some time to just kind of like disconnect, to go off the grid. My biggest benefit was in 2017 when I lived in Vietnam. I essentially didn't use or check my email for about 2 years, and it was probably the best thing I've ever done in my life in terms of just being able to zen out and have more thoughts. Because the issue is, like, if you're the type of person who has notifications on their phone or goes to sleep with your phone charging next to your bed, and you wake up, check your email, check social, whatever, like, your thinking can never become internal from your own depth of knowledge. It becomes externally pinged by some sort of outside force, which, you know, it's fine, but you can never really have a chance to like think, meditate, and ruminate on what really matters. Because like, if you think about it, right? You know, I don't know how old you are, but you know, I'm 34 years old, right? So, and let's assume that you don't really have good memories until, let's say you're 12 years old, right? Like, let's say you have at least 20 years of thinking and experience behind you. In some ways, even if you come to the, 안녕하세요, you can still do good.